the 312 area code requested here on Wild Card Wednesday. The Kevin Mosleen remix of Frank Sinatra's This Town. The 312 area code requested that. Okay. Hey, I wanted to mention really quickly, Professor Irwin Corey passed away. One of the funniest people that ever lived. He was 102 years old. He was brilliantly funny and hilarious. And I met him. I got to meet Irwin Corey once. He was a very nice guy. He was a very, very nice guy. And I have a quick, very, very quick aside on this, Dan. He was working on a show at the Prop Theater. So it wasn't very long ago. He was probably in his 90s at this time. Because he died at 102. He was probably in his late 90s, mid-90s. And he was doing a show at the Prop Theater, and the Factory was doing a show in our space, and he was doing the show in the other space. And a friend of mine, who will remain nameless, shared a joint with Professor Irwin Corey.
Wow.
So he blew weed. Irwin Corey blew weed. He was a very funny guy. He appeared on millions of talk shows, and he did local commercials here for I can't remember what used car place. But he would say, it was in Evanston. He would say, you can get Buicks in Evanston. You can get Fords in Evanston. You can get a Dodge in Evanston. Where's Evanston? And he'd pull out a map, and he goes, right here in Texas. That was the punchline. Where's Evanston? Right here in Texas. Funny guy, 102 years old. Nice long life for Professor Irwin Corey. He was. I always loved him ever since I was a kid. Crazy hair. He was like, you know, he was like the master of double speak. He was like, if Einstein, you know, were hilarious, that was like the persona that he did. What happened there, man? Well, you just can't get enough of that Frank Sinatra
yeah,
remix?
Apparently so.
Is that what it is?
It's my tribute to Irwin Corey.
Okay. Yeah. Your tribute to Irwin Corey is the Frank Sinatra remix. All right. Do we want to play the little theme? All right.
It's Nick D. Celebrity Name Game. These are the claim to fame. We know it's early, but that's okay. It's gonna be fun. Let's start and play.
Yeah. All right. So this is our radio version of, I got the board game here, of Craig Ferguson's fun show, mm-hmm. Celebrity Name Game.
Yes.
And we each get two cards. We play two full rounds. I will give clues to Esmeralda. Esmeralda will give clues to me. The first card that we read from has a theme, so the subjects are connected in some way.
Yes.
And the other card has no connection, could be anything, anything at all. And then Dan will keep the timer going. The first round is 45 seconds, and the second round is 75 seconds because there are no connections. So who do you think we should go first?
I think Esmeralda should give you clues to see how loopy you really are.
Okay. All right. So what's the subject matter?
Scene stealers.
Scene stealers.
Famous actresses.
Famous actresses. All right. And this will be 45 seconds on the clock. Famous actresses.
Three, okay. Two, one.
She's in Devil Wears Prada. She's
Meryl Streep?
Yeah. She was married to Tom Cruise.
Nicole Kidman?
Yes. She got pulled over, and she was drunk, and she said, "Don't you know who I am?" But she's also in that movie where she's in pink, and she's a lawyer.
Reese Witherspoon?
Yes.
All right.
the chick from Scandal.
Kerry Washington?
Yes.
10 seconds.
Again, you could have just said hot. Go ahead.
You don't know who I am.
Kate Hepburn?
Yes.
Catherine Hepburn? Yeah.
Time.
the incredible impressions of Esmeralda Leon, everybody.
That wasn't a good Catherine Hepburn.
You are Frank Caliendo. I'm
Isn't
telling
she?
You. Yeah, no, that was. I mean, I got it.
That was Dana Carvey doing Catherine Hepburn.
Right.
Me doing.
Doing Dana. It's like when somebody does like the Will Ferrell version of Harry Carey,
yes.
Which is
so
not
that is my Dana Carvey
real
Catherine Hepburn.
Okay. Nice job. All right. How many did we get there?
Five.
All right. 45 seconds on the clock for this. At your leisure. It doesn't say
oh.
bro, though.
Oh.
I'm going to add bro. At your leisure, bro. These are magazines.
Mm.
Magazines.
3, 2, 1.
You and me, we are...
together.
No, not I, but a group of people.
We.
Pass. When you look at a clock, you want to see the...
time.
Right. Oh, God. Okay. Man, oh, man, pass. It's the city... Manhattan is also known as...
New York.
Right. This is the magazine that has the target in the back. The you can see like what's hot in pop culture. No. The first there's a show called Blank Tonight.
Entertainment.
Right. So how often does it come out?
Tonight.
No,
what?
The magazine, seconds. Entertainment Blank. It comes out how often?
A weekly.
Say the whole thing.
Entertainment Weekly.
Right, okay. what we are, all of us.
Together.
No, all of us. What are we?
Time.
We're people.
Oh, you should.
The other one was us. When I was like, you and me are not I, us.
Oh.
And then I didn't even try Architectural Digest.
She said buildings.
Yeah, and what would you have said? If I said buildings to you, would you have said Architectural Digest?
Maybe.
No, you wouldn't have. You know where I was going to go with it? I was going to go with what was Mr. Brady's job. Would you? Did you?
Oh, architect.
Yeah, see, I should have gone that way. That
and then you should have said instinct. Readers.
No, I would have done that.
And then
I just didn't think you'd get it.
I just watched a Brady Bunch episode. They have stamps, and they wanted to buy something with the stamps. You know, you get the stamps at the supermarket.
Yeah.
That they had all the stamps and they were about to expire.
That sounds riveting.
So instead, the girls wanted a sewing machine.
Oh, God.
But instead, they bought something for the whole family, a color TV.
Yeah, there you go.
And the boys wanted the canoe.
Yeah.
Oh, they wanted listen a canoe. To this. What is it? What the hell is
togetherness.
Going on?
Yes. That's what that
was. It
was
like SNH green stamps, but it was called something else.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then that dog showed up and he was wet and he got stamps all over him and they thought that.
Was it tiger?
Yes. They thought the girls stole the stamps and the boys thought, the boys stole them.
All right.
But it was really Tiger.
Okay. Mm. So listen, for your weekly Brady Bunch update from an episode that's about 45 years old, please let us know. All right. How many did we get?
Oh, it's good.
Three? Three. Fantastic. All right. Let's go to the round two here. Are you ready?
Final?
Yeah, right. Final round,
okay.
Right? So you're going first. Mm-hmm. Anything at all. 75 seconds on the clock. Let us know when you're ready.
3, 2, 1.
Oh, she's the princess. She's she's the print like the real like a real
princess,
princess in England.
Princess
no, the
Diana.
One now.
I don't know.
Oh,
Fergie.
No,
I don't know.
Okay, let's move on.
Yeah.
He's racist from the 70s that TV show and she
Archie
had the
Bunker.
High-pitched. Yep. This is the Call Me Ishmael book.
Moby Dick?
Yes. The skit on SNL where they're dancing is Patrick Swayze. He's got no shirt on and it's Chris Farley.
Chippendales?
What are they? Yeah. This is the chocolate brand.
Hershey's?
Yes. The movie with, and they all got the accents because they're from North Dakota and Minnesota.
Oh,
and
Fargo.
The crime.
Fargo.
Yes. Oh, this commercial and they had it was sexy and he was. He was wiping things.
Oh, Mr. Clean?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, and she says EVOE and we hate it.
Oh, God, Rachel Ray.
Yeah. This is...
10 seconds.
Team in Colorado. I think it's basketball. Think of like chicken.
Denver.
Chicken.
Oh, Denver Nuggets?
Yes. This
Time.
Is beep. Oh.
All right. What did we get?
8 for a total of 13.
All right. Yeah. Are you ready?
Yes.
You let me know in 75 seconds. We'll do this real quick, and then we'll break.
3, 2, 1.
He was the host of America's Funniest Home Videos. He's also on Full House.
Oh, Bob Saget.
She was John Goodman played her husband on the sitcom Middle Class Woman.
Roseanne.
Right.
Barr.
Well, yeah, it's just Roseanne.
Okay.
Author of Cat in a Hat.
Dr. Seuss.
All right. The basketball team in Florida. All right.
You got me better than
another
that.
Another city in Florida. Name a city in Florida.
Tampa.
Nope.
Panama Beach.
The big
Miami.
City. Yes.
Miami.
All right. And what when you when something is the opposite of cool?
Hot.
Well,
Miami Heat.
Yes. The alter ego of Superman with the, when he's got the glasses on, right? Oh man. Oh man, I got to skip this one. Maybe we can go back. Susan Sarandon, Gina Davis movie. They go off the cliff. They go off the cliff.
Ugh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Holding hands. Yes. Thelma and Louise.
Right. It's an animal. It's a big animal.
A bear.
That's in the Tiger. Water a lot, and it spits out water.
10 seconds.
A whale.
It's got teeth, big teeth,
and
a big nose. It's got
porpoise.
Four legs. It's got four legs.
Four legs.
Yeah. It's got four. It's a big beast.
That's
a turtle.
Hippopotamus.
What?
Why didn't I say what? Hippo?
I don't know. I was just trying to think what you could have said.
Okay. I skipped.
The four legs threw me off. Oh, see, yeah, that would have been good.
Hungry, hungry. Yeah, mm-hmm. That would have been good.
Because four legs, I'm thinking.
If I would have had sleep, I would have thought of that. I skipped Chevrolet. I couldn't think of any kind of Chevrolet. So, all right. What's the
score? Scored 6 for that round, so a total of 9. Jillio in the lead, 13-9 as we go to break.
All right, we're taking the break.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thanks. It's just because of your spectacular imitations. That's what it is.
Yeah, I almost did. Did you hear me?
I heard you do. You almost did Edith.
Archie.
Yeah. Wild Card Wednesday. Our good friend Patrick. This is a band called Gojira, which is what Godzilla is called in Japan.
Right.
So we thought we'd just come full circle since we started the show talking about Godzilla.
Right, yeah.
And there you go. All right. Thank you, Patrick. We were just discussing, Dan, off the air, Esmeralda and I were discussing the absolute uselessness of C-3PO.
Yeah.
Because on one of her cards, if she would have got to the clue, she had R2-D2.
Right.
So when she's like, he's the little one, right? And I was like, no. Yeah, that's right. C-3PO is the British...
The complainy one
who just bitches and moans all the time. Does nothing.
Yeah, we were trying to figure out what he does.
Nothing.
And I think he's an interpreter.
He's an interpreter.
And we thought,
just
really,
to avoid
that
the
whole
calls.
Machine?
Translator.
Just to
avoid the calls. That's right. Okay, he's a translator. All right. Anyway, he's useless. Okay, who's up? Esmeralda, you're going first, right?
Yeah.
We're doing round two of Celebrity Name Game. And again, I'm up 13-9?
That is correct.
Okay.
Work It.
Yeah.
On the cover of GQ. No. Oh, I get it. I see.
Yeah, because you're working it.
Right.
Yeah.
The shoulder shrugs really
work it.
Yes.
That is according to you and I. Working it is just shimmering your shoulders back and forth. We look like the brothers that Dan Aykroyd and Steve Martin played.
We're two wild and crazy guys
with the shoulders. All right.
Okay.
God, the show's almost over. I've
three,
had 4 minutes of sleep.
Two,
hold on a second. 45 seconds, right? Yeah.
Yes.
I don't even know.
Three,
where.
Two, one.
You like him. He's in Baskets.
Oh, Zach Galifianakis.
Yes. He was on Degrassi. I don't think you know that.
That's
he's a
not
rapper.
Gonna... Oh, Drake?
Yes. This guy, he's Deadpool.
Ryan Reynolds.
Yes. This guy's the Hey Girl.
Oh, Ryan Gosling.
Yes.
Put those two back to back.
Yeah. She's an alias. She's married to the jerk.
Jennifer Garner.
Yes. This one, she's German, and she had that Project Runway show.
Oh God!
She's
which one? Which one was it? Heidi Klum.
Yes.
10 seconds.
He's from Michigan in the 8 Mile, and he's the rapper.
Eminem.
Yes. She's dating the football player, and she's
Time.
Olivia Munn.
No.
Who?
Kate Upton.
I would have never gotten that.
Baseball.
Really?
Yeah, never gotten that.
I was expecting you to go, you should have just said hot.
And I would have just said Kerry Washington. Well, how many we get there?
7 for a total of 20.
Okay. All right, are you ready?
Yes.
Someone's in
Oh, I see. Okay, never mind. Sorry.
Someone's in the kitchen.
Well-oiled machine this morning.
No, because I was like, what are you doing? He hasn't counted down.
Someone's in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. Celeb restaurateurs.
Okay.
These are celeb restaurateurs.
Okay.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
He was in NSYNC. He's the king of the universe.
Justin Timberlake.
Right. She was on Desperate Housewives. She's Latin.
Eva Longoria.
Right. Married to what's her face? Beyonce.
Jay-Z.
Right. America's sweetheart from Speed.
Sandra Bullock.
Right. He had a funky bunch. Now he's an actor.
Mark Wahlberg.
Right. Was married to Demi Moore, and now is married to what's her face?
Oh, Bruce Willis.
No.
Ashton Kutcher.
Right. Sean Combs. Another name.
P. Diddy.
Right.
10 seconds.
He runs Sundance. Older
Robert
actor.
Robert Redford.
Right. John Belushi and are the Blues Brothers.
Jim Belushi.
No.
Oh, Dan Aykroyd.
Right. And last one was De Niro. So.
Were you gonna do the face?
No.
You talking to me?
No, I was gonna go to Taxi Driver. I would have gone to Taxi Driver, Raging Bull.
She said Heat.
Oh God almighty.
9 for 18. 20 to 18.
20 to 18. Close game.
Are you kidding me?
Close game.
All right, let's get to it. All right, squeeze it out.
Here, well, let's do it real quick.
3, 2, 1.
That TV show on NBC with they work in an
office. The Office.
This guy, he's the wrestler guy.
Hulk Hogan?
He's named after...
The Rock?
Yes. But the whole name.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yes. This is the newspaper column where they would ask questions.
Dear Abby?
Yes. The E.T. director?
Steven Spielberg?
This, Will Smith. He was on the TV show.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
Yes. I hate him. He's tiny and he did Mission Impossible.
Tom Cruise.
Yeah. She's in a scary movie and she's married.
Anna Faris.
Yes. We have this down in Springfield.
Capitol?
No. But it's the president.
Abraham Lincoln?
No, wait. That's not in the cap. This is in
Lincoln?
D.C. And it's him sitting.
Lincoln Memorial.
Yes. She's they had that Disney movie and she was a princess.
Anne
John
Hathaway?
Smith 10 was seconds. Her,
Anne
was
Hathaway?
Her guy. No. John Smith. And it was the Disney movie, it was the cartoon.
Oh, Pocahontas.
Yes. Yeah.
Fat Albert?
No.
Time.
The king, the Kool-Aid dude?
Yeah, Kool-Aid.
Okay. All right.
9 for 29.
Man. All right. Here we go. You ready? 75
yep.
seconds?
Yep.
Dan, let me know.
3, 2, 1.
Handsome dude used to be on ER. Now he's an actor and a director.
My gosh.
Handsome guy.
Yeah.
Married to the Italian chick.
Right.
He was single for a very long time.
Oh.
Blank of the Jungle, the cartoon.
George Clooney.
Right. Was married to Yoko Ono, was a Beatle.
John Lennon.
The Red Planet.
Mars.
where you go to get like a burrito bowl and then you end up.
Chipotle.
Yeah. I say, boy, wake up. He's a large.
Loghorn. Foghorn Leghorn.
That's right. It's the game where you pull little bricks out and the thing falls down.
Perfection.
It's a little stick. It's like they're stacked up on top of each other and you
Jenga.
Pull them. Right. She was a beautiful woman, was married to Richard Burton like 14 times.
Oh, Liz Taylor.
Right. The show that Tyra Banks, reality show that Tyra Banks.
America's Next Top Model.
Right. He was the writer of Huckleberry Finn.
Mark Twain.
Right. And, she's a big girl. Australian, was in the Pitch Perfect movies.
10 seconds.
When you protest against something, you are a... when you're in a... You're,
Rebel. Rebel Wilson.
Yes. There you go.
Time.
All 10.
Woo!
Nicely done.
All right.
Fortunately, it's not enough. DeGilio, 29. Esmeralda, 28.
You kidding me?
29, 28. That's the second time you lost by one, right? Isn't it? I mean, like back to back. It's radio, Esmeralda. You have to say something.
Don't know.
She was just shrugging her shoulders.
She was just doing this,
throwing these horrific facts at me. Sure,
right.
Every time by one.
That's right, because I'm the king. I'm the captain of whammos.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hi, Esmeralda. She gets so mad when she loses.
Yeah, well, when you shove it in my face,
I'm
like
not
that.
Shoving it in your face.
Oh boy.
Oh man. All right. Well, there you go. Welcome to Friday's show, Esmeralda. We're gonna have that exchange on Friday morning. I will see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Triple Play Thursday. I hope it's not as weird as today was. All right. I'm going home to
Get
sleep.
Get some sleep.
I'm gonna try. All right. We'll be right back.